salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good morning. I'm in a pretty good mood this morning. Don't have anything pounding hard at my chest trying to, you know me, I'm always against everything. Don't feel like I'm against anything this morning. Just want to thank all of you for joining us here this morning. 73rd wedding anniversary of my mom and dad, February 20th. Isn't that something? 73 years ago. Both are gone. But February 20th popped up there on my calendar. I thought, man, what's February 20th? And then real quickly, I thought about my mom and dad. And like many of you, wouldn't it be great to, I'd love to go back and sit down with him now. Dad's been gone since 2005, I think. My mom's been dead about 5 or 6. We'd like to go down, sit down, and have a conversation with him. Wouldn't you like to have been alive when your parents were alive, and see what formed them and all the stuff that they went through? And sometimes we're hard on our parents, you know. And happy anniversary, anyway, mom and dad. That think about you a lot. Thanks for all you did. And boy, I got in kind of late here this morning. We had a good discussion going on in here about the fact that Trump appears to now be leading the parade for homosexuality, trying to decriminalize homosexuality around the world. And I get criticized a lot of times because people say, "Coach, you're always giving him slack. You're never holding him to account." Well, I think there's probably some truth to that, but a couple things I think are important for everybody to understand. I don't know where Donald Trump is with his faith. I don't know where. Those around him say that he received Jesus. I don't know. But if he did receive Jesus 2 years ago, he's a babe in Christ. And think where you were in your Christian walk your second year into your Christian walk. In your second year into your Christian walk, who would be advising? And would you have the spiritual understanding and know-how to really, really get? In fact, the message, the multi-messages coming from the pulpits in regards to abortion, homosexuality, speaking out in the culture, on and on and on. Depending on which denomination you were listening to, you couldn't possibly have an entirely different perspective than somebody else that calls themselves a Christian too. So you look at Donald Trump and who's around him and who's he getting advice from. And as we find out now in many of our churches, isn't loving homosexuals, isn't that a Christian virtue? Isn't that a Christian virtue? Who has his ear? Who's he talking? We know Jared Kushner. We know Jared Kushner has his ear, and he and Ivanka have been big proponents of the gay agenda. We understand that. Are there people around Donald Trump saying, "Hey, Donald Trump, now that you're a Christian, you have to oppose homosexuality, even though you've been for it your whole life. Here's why you have to do it." Yep. I think those kind of people are around him. I just don't know. Paula White. Yeah, Kevin. Paula White. I don't know. I don't know. But I don't know if he's Christian, but I continue to give him a break. I give him a break because, guys, he's not as deep a Christian as you are or I am. I go out into society. I go out into culture, and I run into people who call themselves Christians. And I'm thinking, what? You're a Christian? What? Because that's why they call it being disciple, right? You have to be a disciple. So President Trump appears to be trying. I thought about this also. He's trying to decriminalize homosexuality. At least if I've read, that's the way I read it. Decriminalize homosexuality. Is homosexuality, help me out here, is it legal in America?
Coach.
Wait, hang on a minute, Vic. is homosexuality legal in America? And if you were a new Christian and people were telling you about how Christians behave and love everybody and forgive and blah, blah, doing all that stuff, and Jared Kushner comes and whispers in your ear about homosexuality, and you go get some advice, you talk to Paula White, you talk about everyone, and say, well, we're supposed to love everybody. It certainly shouldn't be a crime. And then, so yeah, I continue to give him some slack. Yeah, Vic.
Look, the thing is that he's got Ivanka and Jared, they have his ear, and then whoever else that is pro-homosexual, they're chipping in. They're giving them this fantasy that if you go and you decriminalize this LGBT worldwide, now you're going to have a huge block that they're going to come here and they're going to vote for you. And I know that a lot of them voted for him before, but listen to me. I don't think sodomy laws are legal here in the States. I haven't really checked, but the last time I saw it, they were still against the law. So here's the thing in a nutshell. This is a cancer. It has to be nipped, and we have to pray that the Lord gives Donald Trump some sense and steps away from all these evil, you know, people that are trying to get his attention. He can't do that. And Saudi Arabia and Iran, they're not going to fall into practice. They're still going to toss him off a building.
Let's back up here a second. I agree with all that. I agree with all that. But I'm going to tell you something, boys and girls. Homosexuality is legal. Sodomy is legal in America with the blessing of America's pulpit. Let there be no. Why do we want Donald Trump to be more Christian than most pastors? Why is it? Why do we want that? I don't get it. For the life of me, I don't get it.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, there's a difference between legal and sin.
Right.
And as long as Donald Trump doesn't come out saying homosexuality is not a sin, because, you know, the Bible says those who are not Christ are going to act like those who are not Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Okay. Thanks.
Is being allowed is not, I don't know. It's there's, I got to think this through.
If I was president of the United States, homosexuality would not be legal. It would. I would try to criminalize homosexuality, right? I would, but
would
that's
you
why
criminalize,
I'm
allowed. Would you criminalize every sin?
Well, that's. I don't think you can in a secular society. Hey, let me take you where I want to go. Am I forgetting anything? Do I need to go to the calendar today? You guys know what's going on with the calendar. We need to lift up Todd Henry. I don't know if Todd's with us today or not. I sent an email out about that yesterday. Pastor Todd Henry, who's in the queue almost every day, emailed us yesterday or texted me yesterday. He needs prayer. He's in Riverside Hospital with some issues, and they're doing some tests on him today. He's not, his life isn't threatened or anything like that, but he just stands in need of prayer. So let's just continue to lift up Pastor Todd. Dale Socia is in here out on that boat? Are you kidding me, Dale? That makes us really international. If you're floating around on that boat and you're listening to us, eating, getting fat, I know what those things are like, those cruises. So hope you enjoy.
On the back of the ship, we're going into Roatan, Honduras. It's a beautiful scene. The weather's beautiful, but we have three adopted families that we adopted. One of them is here in Roatan, and we are going to be meeting up with them later on today. Is that awesome or what?
That is awesome, man. And Dale, the fact that you're in here live today really makes us international. Again, I don't know if we're down in Honduras, but we're in Honduras today, man. God bless you. Hey, we had a ball with that cake, man. My granddaughter found the baby.
Awesome, Coach. I love you. I'm just gonna let you see the back of the ocean here.
Yeah, man. Enjoy your trip, brother. Look at that, folks.
Oh, man.
All you can eat, too. That's what it is. All you can eat. So gluttony is no longer – gluttony, Larry, is not a sin. You said criminalize all sin. Gluttony is not a crime. So I'm sure Dale's going to get his full –
I'm guilty.
Amen, buddy. Hey, folks. Thanks, Dale. God bless you, man. Thanks for joining. Hey, guys, let me show you something here. This happened to me. I'm going somewhere today. Hey, Jared. Go to that email. I think it just came to you. I think it just sent by itself. It just says email on, I think. Me and you are the only ones that got it. Is that it? Yeah. Hey, folks, I want to give you a warning. I get one of these a month, and maybe even more regularly than this. And I just want to give you a heads up because it could happen to you. I've been able to find it, Jared. I know it takes you a second. I know it takes you a second to get it up there. Because this could happen to all of you, and I want to give you. Yeah. Okay, folks. Because listen, I got a good answer for you on this. So I get one of these emails. Again, like I said, maybe once a month, maybe even every couple of weeks, I get one, and you know, you read down through it, and you all of a sudden your antenna go up, and it's kind of a little bit worried and thinking this thing through. So I want to share this with you, and I want to give you a warning. This is the email I got. It says, this account is hacked. Modify your password right away. You might not know anything about me, and you obviously are certainly interested why you are getting this particular electronic message proper. I'm a hacker who burst your email and devices and gadgets 2 months ago. Never attempt to contact me or alternatively try to find me. It is definitely not possible, considering that I directed you an email using your hacked account. I've created malware on the adult videos porno website, and I suppose you enjoyed this site to have some fun. You realize what I mean. In other words, I caught you looking at some porn. During you were watching these great vids, your browser started out to act like an RDM, a remote control, with a keylogger, which gave me ability to access your monitor and camera. So the next step, my software program required all info. You have put passwords on the websites you visited. I already caught them. Surely you could possibly change them, or perhaps already change them. It really doesn't matter. My malware renews information every 5 minutes. What did I actually do? Why? I got a backup of your device, of each file and contact list. I've managed to create dual record screen. The one screen demonstrates the clip you've just been watching. Have you got the perfect taste? Wow. The second screen reveals the movie from your camera. What actually must you do? Well, great.
$100,000.
$1,000 is a realistic price for our very little riddle. You'll make the deposit by Bitcoins. In case you didn't know this, go searching how to buy Bitcoin in Google. Here's my Bitcoin wallet address. It's case sensitive, so copy and paste it. Warning, you have 2 days to send the payment. I put an unique pixel in this letter, and at this moment, I know that you've read this email. To track the reading of a letter, the activities in it, I use pixelized Facebook pixel. Thanks to them, that which is used for their authorities can help. In the event I do not get Bitcoins, I will undoubtedly direct your video to each of your contacts, such as family members, colleagues, many more. So I'm thinking, they're going to release all this information. Whew. My reputation is going to be ruined. And Coach Dave Live is going to go down the that's not $1,000, but that wouldn't be. I'll pay that. I'll shut them right up. Except there's one major issue here.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
I haven't looked at porn.
Exactly. Exactly. A bunch of nonsense.
You understand? You understand what? Listen. Do you understand what I just said to you? Because if I had been looking at porn, I would say, "Uh-oh, they got me." In fact, I know a friend who got hooked on this. So listen, if you're looking at porn, clean up your act. Clean up your act. Now, I don't know this to be true, but Jared, I would think this is certainly bogus. Bogus.
Hey, Coach, I can confirm you it's bogus. I got a file on my computer once that told me that I had a naked picture of myself on it. I don't sit around taking naked pictures of myself because I would horrify people. Okay? It's a bunch of nonsense.
Folks, do you understand that this caused me no concern because there's not anything I've looked on here that I would mind if you were sitting over my shoulder looking? Okay? So just let that be a warning to you out there that I would imagine probably somewhere somebody's able to track everything, every website you've been to, probably.
Well, Dave. Probably.
Yeah.
Jed, one of the things is, and I'm not saying, okay, I totally believe you, but at the same time, I think a lot of these politicians in Washington and such, they're getting backdoored. This stuff is being implanted on their computers.
I'm with you, but yes, sir. Yes, sir. Or Chad, or they are doing it, or they've been set up. And so you can see how they're being controlled in Washington. I would agree with you.
Amen.
Coach, that's the NSA, bro. That's the deep state. It's not one person. This is how they trap everybody. Now, what happened when they got your IP and they sent you that stuff, they're just disseminating to the crowds. If you're guilty and you get caught in the net, shame on you. If you don't, anytime that they tell me to do something in an email, I do the opposite. Yeah. They say, "Well, you got to call me. I'm not going to call you." Mm-hmm. I don't ever do that stuff. And so when they tell me that my computer needs to Microsoft, that it's got a virus, it ain't got no virus.
Okay, I got you. So ignore this stuff, folks. Ignore it. Just understand it's a fishing expedition. Okay. Don't be concerned if you get one, but do this. Clean up your act. Clean up your act on the computer, okay?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Would you allow me a tinfoil hat tech minute?
Sure.
Okay. So like I said before, you get these things, and it's a hoax, okay? You don't do these things. It's all a bunch of nonsense. But don't be dissuaded about this, but let me tell you, just the reason I'm calling this tinfoil hat tech minute is there's an iteration of processor called Sandy Bridge in all your PCs. Everything since then has a mobile processor that's never turned off. Your PC can be accessed even if it's unplugged. Let me slow down. Even if it's unplugged and unpowered, your PC can be accessed. So that's how files like a naked pic of you is on your computer got on my computer, because I didn't put it on that computer. How that file got in Coach's email, the same way. It's a whole bunch of nonsense.
Okay. So there, just be heads up on that, okay? I don't want to get bogged on that. Clean up your behavior. Clean up your behavior on the internet and don't respond to these type of emails, okay? Yeah. I know a friend that did. I've got himself in some serious trouble. Listen,
That's the important part. Just don't fall for it.
Hang on, Matt. Hang on. Vic, let somebody else in. Somebody's trying to get in. Go ahead.
Yeah. Coach. Hey, this is Dave. Listen, brother, but ask them. If they're going to play your videos, tell them to do your show and put it everywhere. Play it everywhere. Get my message out. Please do.
Atta baby. I got a lot of stuff I'd like in the show. That's right. I'm with you on that one. Okay, let me shift gears here, because this is really where I want to go this morning. I continue to say, you know, I started out the show talking about Trump and Christianity and how deep is this Christianity and who's teaching you and who knows what. And I just want to make you very, very well. Can we go there? Can we go to Matthew 10 real quick? Because I have a basis for this. What I want to share with you this morning. Matthew 10. I want to salute, tip of the hat real quick to Vic. Victor's on fire. He's calling elected officials. He's standing up and speaking up. He's pushing back. He's trying to make a difference right where he lives. Not that others aren't, but I know that Vic is. I had a conversation with him yesterday. And I'm telling you that this is the kind of stuff that we are going to have to continue to do. Did you guys see this? I know you did. How about this one, man? This made me pump my chest. Those kids in Covington, Kentucky sued the Washington Post for $250 million. That's the kind of things that Christians must begin to do. $250 million. They're suing, I think it's the Washington Post. I think so. They're suing others. Listen, folks, it's easy for us to say that we're not in the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. But there's a way that things have to be played here in this game of whatever this game is here in America. And we've got to learn to fight in a way that strategically will win here and now. It's not about money. It's about punishment, that they will not do this again, that they cannot think that they can get away with this, right? $250 million lawsuit. He's going to win. Although my son, who's an attorney, and Roger's an attorney, my son said, defamation's hard to win. Yeah. I don't think this one's going to be too hard to win. And there are more coming behind it. All right. So we have to begin to stand up and speak up and push back. And Vic is doing that. So I went to Matthew chapter 10. And I want to go to verse 16. Actually, I could read the whole thing. It's all good. But that's past chapter 16. This is to all of you guys out there. Okay. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I could preach everyone, but I won't. But beware of men. There's a mic drop. There's a mic drop. He said, I sent you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. He said, watch out, dudes. The ones around you are the ones that are going to get you. Beware of men, for they will deliver you up to their councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings. So you're not going to go to the government king. You're going to be brought. In other words, they're going to arrest you, and they're going to take you before governors and kings for his sake. Don't ever miss that. They're going to arrest you for his sake. Does anybody think I'm reading that wrong? You shall be brought before governors and kings. You shall be brought before for my sake, for a testimony against them. See, until somebody shows up and says, thus saith the Lord, there is no testimony against them. We have to do that. But when they deliver you up, not if, count the cost, boys and girls, because you're going to go before governors and kings as a testimony, speaking on behalf of the Lord as a testimony against them. But when they deliver you up, take no thought what you shall speak. Because I promise you, it's going to be given unto you that same hour what you shall speak, because it is not you that speaks, but the spirit of your Father, which speaketh in you. And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the parents shall rise up against their children, rise up against the parents, and cause them to be put to death. Are you kidding me? And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Wow. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Now, folks, listen. Here is the other gospel. What's the other gospel? Don't offend. Christians, don't offend. It's an entirely different gospel. In fact, the prevalent gospel in America is not, you shall be hated of all men. That's not the gospel of America. Dave, it's love, 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 love. It's a different foreign gospel. Yes, Rob.
Well, I think we can easily name 10 pastors within a minute who are using that gospel. I don't think I can name one pastor who's a part of the Matthew 10:16 gospel. I can name a lot that are the American gospel.
That's right.
In America, now maybe in the world there are pastors, but Matthew 10:16, name me one pastor that's going through that.
Well, I can tell you this. You can go throughout the entire scriptures and you'll never see Jesus telling you to go out of your way to be nice to sinners. We should love them. Whatever that means. Love is truth. Speaking the truth in love. Truth sounds like hate, right? Right? Okay, so we're testimony. We're witness against them. Boys and girls, speaking the oracles of God is love. That is love.
Hey, Coach.
What is love? Fulfillment of the law. Isn't that love? Aren't we supposed to tell others that they're violating the law? Is that not love? Don't we tell our children when they're doing something wrong not to do that because we love them? And yet when we get to be adults, we say we love people and we don't point out what they're doing that's wrong. It's a different gospel. Larry, go ahead.
Yeah, a teachable moment here. You know, a lot of folks think that part in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17 about, you know, if a brother offends you, you got to go to him individually. And if he doesn't straighten up, then you got to take somebody else with you, et cetera, et cetera. That's for your brother in Christ that offends you. That process ends up taking it public, going to the church, taking it public. If it's not your brother in Christ that screwed you over, you start off with a public arena, buddy.
Oh, Larry, I like that one. So I want to show you something here. Can I show you why we're in the mess we're in? Can I show you, for those of you who tune in late, why I'm always defending Donald Trump? I know that I am. Listen, I've lost friends over it, okay? I've lost friends. I always defend him because I'm a team player, and that's the coach of my team. I don't always agree with the play he calls. He's the coach of my team, and I believe that we have to stand behind him because he's the only chance that we have. And I continue to say the same thing. It's not Donald Trump's job to end abortion. I pray that he will. That is not his job. It is not Donald Trump's job to legalize or criminalize homosexuality, although I wish he would. Listen, we're asking Donald Trump through executive orders to do the exact same thing that we hated Obama for doing. Obama used executive orders and we hated it. And now we want Trump to do the same thing. There's a lawful way that it should be done. And I'm going to tell you this, if it comes from we the people. So I got some stuff I want to show you today, real quick. Mega churches. See, mega churches have ruined America because mega churches now make pastors' desire to be large. Bigger is better. I used to go to World Harvest Church, Pastor Rob Parsley. That's where I found Christ. Or where he wasn't lost. It's where he found me. And I could go early part, talking about the early part of my Christianity. I went there 3 or 4 years. I can't remember how long. Man, what a place to hide. I didn't go to hide, but I went there every Sunday and every Wednesday and every Sunday night, and there was no demand put on me at all other than pay money. That was the only demand that was put upon me, ever. Ever. That's the only demand. And I sat there, and I listened to the great preaching, and I left, and I went home, and I would tell everybody, well, Pastor Rod said this, and Pastor Rod said that, and Pastor Rod, and Pastor Rod, and Pastor Rod, and Pastor Rod. Pastor Rod, and meanwhile, I was just sitting in my pew getting fatter, eating what Pastor Rod was giving. I was never challenged, not one time, to go outside. And every time I would look around, the church was getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and there were more and more people in there hiding. I went to church with people I didn't even know. You guys know what I'm talking about. Well, that kingdom's coming down all around us. I don't know if you guys saw this. I'm going to share some stuff with you today. I got to look over here at my screen. I'm not ignoring you. We know what happened to Eddie Long, right? You know what happened to Bill Hybels, Willow Creek? You guys know what happened to Bill Hybels? Bill Hybels got thrown. He started the church and he got thrown out of the church. Why? Sexual indiscretion, whatever it would be. See, the bigger you get, the more insulated you think you are. The bigger you get, the less likely that you are to have someone challenge. Bill Hybels, Willow Creek, he started the mega church movement. James McDonald. There's no James McDonald walking the way. Walking the way. I think that's walking the word, walking the way. James, I love listening to James McDonald. Love listening. He just got fired. Did you know that? James McDonald got fired from the church he started. 30, are you hearing me? Are you ready? You sitting down? Sitting down. 30,000 members. How do you pastor 30,000 people? 30,000 members in several different satellite churches. In other words, you would go to your church and they would play James up on the screen and he would become the guru for 30,000 people. And some things going on behind the scenes. I'm not criticizing James. I don't know what happened. Okay. But some things going on behind the scenes that weren't real kosher. Nobody to tell him the truth. People around him protecting him. And hey, finally, some stuff came out and they fired him. They just fired him. Yes.
Can I criticize him?
I don't know what gains. Go ahead.
Okay, only because if you're ministering, all I'm saying is indulgences are back,
if you say that you can minister to 30,000 people?
You can, right? Okay, so bear with me a second, okay? For those of you who don't know who James McDonald is, I'm not picking on James McDonald, okay? Listen, he's become a public figure. He's all over the world. He's everywhere, right? So for us to not talk about this kind of stuff that's going on within the church and understand that those who are watching James McDonald and wanting to start a church like James McDonald, there's a problem there when James McDonald isn't a pope. He's not a pope. He's got 30,000, who knows how many. I used to love to listen to James McDonald preach. Loved it. Great teacher. But evidently something going on. Somebody didn't hold him. I don't know how it happened. This is a 2-minute clip. Just so you'll know who James McDonald is. He just got fired a week ago. After he'd been suspended, church he started. Go ahead real quick, Jared.
Pastor fired. Elders call his behavior harmful to the best interests of the church. CBS News' Mike Puccinelli joins us live now from Rolling Meadows with more. Good morning, Mike.
Hi, Aaron and Marissa. I think what really gives you a sense of the size of this church is one look at the parking lot right here. It really shows you how big it has become. Now, the man who started it all, Pastor James McDonald, has been forced out of the church he founded more than 30 years ago.
God makes no distinction between your words and your thoughts. They are equally audible to him. So we choose our attitudes.
Now that's McDonald preaching in the style that he says helped him grow the church from 18 members to more than 13,000 in Chicagoland. The Harvest name was also used in a fellowship program that helped expand the reach of the ministry to dozens of other churches all around the world. But recently, Pastor McDonald has come under fire for alleged financial mismanagement and what are described as highly inappropriate...
You can pull that down. Okay, so there, that's James McDonald. In case you didn't know who James McDonald is. Now I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you, folks. Jared, click on the next James McDonald one. See, folks, it becomes a family business. It becomes a family business. Who's here? Why? There's his two sons who resigned. Those are James McDonald's two sons. Now roll down there. Let's see what it tells us about him. Shake up at Harvest continues. Start right there, Jared. In his resignation letter, lead pastor Luke McDonald. This is his son. Lead pastor Luke McDonald said his professional dream had been to his professional dream, not his call from the Lord. His professional dream had to be the senior pastor of the church. Okay. So then he goes down. How about Landon McDonald, noting that his birth year and Harvest were the same year. Landon McDonald, executive pastor of student ministry. Are you following me? Becomes a family business. That's happening in a lot of places. Now I want to show you. I'm doing this for a reason. Okay.
See that everywhere.
You see it everywhere. Now, I want to shift gears on here because I think it's important. Another one I love listening to early in my Christian walk. I love listening to T.D. Jakes because he was really good. He could really move. But T.D. Jakes had a lot of little leaven. Leaven's the whole lump. He's just an old West Virginia boy, caught out of the hills of West Virginia, started church. And I'm going to show you why Donald Trump's in the trouble that he's in today. I don't know if you know this or not. Doesn't matter to me. It may not matter to you. T.D. Jakes was big and hard with Obama. Hard Obama supporter. Hard Obama supporter. Why? Because of the color of his skin. Let's be honest here, right? T.D. Jakes supported Obama because of the color of his skin. So here's T.D. Jakes. This is about, folks, listen, please don't miss this. Listen closely to him and you will hear the attitude of the average Christian pastor in relationship to the culture war. Now, you got to listen closely because if you don't listen closely, he'll fool you. And he'll convince you that sinners are just acting like sinners, and we all know that, and they are. Now listen, it's very, very subtle. Him talking about what happened at gay marriage. Go ahead, Jared.
Had an interesting week. I'm sure you've heard of it. There's been a lot of things to hear about. A lot of things to hear about. But one of the things that I've been bombarded with is the Supreme Court making a decision about same-sex marriage. And everybody's been texting and tweeting and preachers calling me. What are you going to say? What are you going to say? What are you going to say? Send me your statement. I'm not really as concerned about this as a lot of people are. I'm really not as concerned about it. I think that we should not lose our mind over the world being the world and the church being the church.
Stop, Jared.
This is.
So in other words, we're not supposed to be the salt of the earth, right? Sinners going to be sinners. Sinners going to run the government. Sinners going to change the very image of marriage. Sinners are going to do that. The world just being the world. Go ahead.
This is not a news flash. The world is going to be the world, and the church is going to be the church, and you have to understand the difference. The Supreme Court is there to make a decision based on constitutional rights and legalities that fit all Americans. They are not debating scripture. They're just not debating scripture. I guarantee you that they weren't in there looking at Romans 1 and 1 Corinthians 6 and weighing it against the policies. We have bought into all of this rhetoric about America being a Christian nation. I like to say that America has a lot of Christians in it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a Christian nation. This is not a theocratic form of government. It's a democratic form of government. And so you have to understand and just calm down and relax. But what we do need to watch is that our religious freedom is also respected and protected so that we don't have to get caught up in the winds of the world and go the way the world is going. Amen? And so we need to watch that as we grapple with an ever-changing society, and our society is becoming more and more pluralistic. There is nothing to say that America will always, that Christianity will be the dominant religion in this country. I hope it will. I hope it will. It's up to us. It's up to us. But we have stopped witnessing. We stopped winning souls. Anybody who doesn't believe like we believe, we don't talk to them anymore. Anytime you segregate yourself, you isolate yourself and you diminish yourself. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature.
Stop, Jared.
And so we need to change.
Stop teaching them to observe all I have commanded you. See, he didn't even finish the scripture. Go ahead.
As a church too, we need to start reaching out to all types of people and preaching to them and ministering to them and sharing our faith with them. I don't mean on Sunday morning. I mean in the mall. I mean in the grocery store. I mean while you're getting your hair done. It's time for you to be a real Christian.
Shut him off. See, it's not either or. It's not either or. Huh? It's not either or. And do you see what he's doing? Now, my wife asked me, is he doing it out of ignorance or is he doing it out of deception?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Those are talking points straight from Obama.
Well, if he comes out against gay marriage, who's he against, Paul? He's against Obama.
Yep.
Can't do that. Because, hey, by the way, we're a democracy. He don't even have that right?
Influence
government?
It's exactly the same thing that's happening with a lot of the evangelicals with Trump. They want a seat at the table. And so they don't say anything, knowing it's wrong. And that's the problem.
Well, Paul, early in that clip, it was amazing. He said, a lot of pastors calling me. What are you going to say? Like I got to call T.D. Jakes to see what I'm going to say. See, that, folks, this is so dangerous, man.
Hey, Coach.
So dangerous. Yes, George.
So Coach, my take on that is he was dealt a hot potato early on, and he skirted it. See, they don't want to deal with the hard issues. But then as he got into his message, Oh, it's just pie in the sky. We need to be a Christian everywhere we go.
Get people saved, George, out there, right? Just get them saved.
They won't confront the hard issues. Really, though, I admire him in the fact that he's the poster boy for really how most of these mega churches are. He just said it, that let the church be the church, the world be the world. Other mega churches don't come out and say it that directly.
No, he just said, right? We're not to be the salt of the earth. We're not to be. Let's just get people saved. I got another one on him. Is anybody picking up something I'm missing? Come on,
Coach. This guy, he's an editor. He's an editor. He's not a preacher. He takes bits and pieces of the scripture, and then he sets them up so that it will back up what he needs to preach. Now I'll tell you what, this guy right here, he just skirts around in the legalese of the Bible. He's like a lawyer. He gives you only the bits and pieces that he thinks that you should know. And like you said, he can only teach what he knows. And evidently what he knows is not good enough.
See, here's what it is, though. Here's the danger. Others are trying to be like him. He'll go have a pastor's conference. It'll be 10,000 people who will show up at a pastor's conference. Okay, hang on a minute. Same guy, right? Especially Paul, Vinny, others. To the black community, a lot of people are really listening to this guy, right? He's not speaking out against Obama. He's not speaking out against any issue that's going to make Obama look bad, right? Come on. He and Oprah, they're good buddies. Now, we're going to watch about a minute and a half of another clip in regards to homosexuality. Bishop, by the way, his son is homosexual. Neither here nor there. But that would taint your view on things, would it not? Would it not? Go ahead and play it.
Question coming in from Black185 in our digital community said, "Do you think? I'm assuming LGBT community and the Black church can coexist."
Absolutely.
Let me push that question because that's sort of an obvious yes. Church ain't turning nobody away. How should the Black church and LGBT community exist?
I think it's going to be diverse from church to church. Every church has a different opinion on the issue, and every gay person is different. And I think that to speak the church, the Black church or white church or any kind of church you want to call it, are all the same is totally, totally not true. And all gay people are not the same. The types of relationships that are afforded are based on the types of people in each individual case. Yes. And LGBTs of types and sorts have to find a household of worship that reflects what your views are and what you believe like anybody else. And the church should have the right.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Coach.
Having itching ears. Go find a church that will preach what you believe. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach, he would have had one of the floats at the Columbus Parade.
He would be in the float. He would be appears to. Hey, I like the guy, okay? He's a great preacher. I love listening to him.
No, I like him too. He says a lot of good stuff, but
he does not.
But beware of men. Beware of men.
Beware.
He does not say a lot of good stuff. You cannot cave on abortion and two men getting it on and then think he says good stuff.
Amen, Roger.
Amen,
Roger. Amen.
Political correct. We have got to stop playing political correct.
Amen, hey, Roger.
Coach. Hey, Coach, are these men wolves in sheep's clothing?
But beware of men. Isn't that what it says? Isn't that what we started out with today? Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye wise as serpents and harmless as doves, but beware of men.
No Bible-believing pastor can say, go to a church that preaches what you want to hear. No Bible-believing pastor could
Amen,
say
Amen, Roger.
He
Amen.
Would say, hey, God's word is truth.
Hey, Roger.
God's word is truth. This guy,
Roger, he's a hireling. He's a hireling. That's a hireling.
Wait. Evil man. Evil.
I'm not done. Are you ready? I'm not done. One more short clip, right? We finally got T.D. Jakes to speak out against something. Finally! Let's listen.
Reverend Franklin Graham has made some comments on several occasions as recently as 3 weeks ago, really questioning the faith, if you will, of the president. He said the president has told him that he's a Christian, but he basically said that going to church does not make you a Christian. But the president is on record as saying that he walked down that aisle, he gave his life to Christ. So what do you say to folks like Reverend Graham, who frankly are muddying the water, but other people who are questioning the Christianity of this president?
I find it insulting. We didn't question the Christianity of President Bush when he said he accepted Christ. And I'm disappointed in Reverend Franklin Graham in that regard. I wish he had the diplomacy of his father, who brought the gospel to people without being nuanced by politics. Because when you do those things, you offend people that you're actually called to save and to serve. And I would hope that he would see the rationale in apologizing for such statements, because
Franklin Graham should apologize. Franklin Graham should apologize just because he said just going to church and walking an aisle doesn't make you a Christian. And finally, T.D. Jakes makes a stand against something, against Franklin Graham.
Coach, on all of us, guys, all of them follow the money. It's all about money. They sell out for the dollar, and they're saying, they never expose where their money is and how much they make. It's all hidden.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify what I'm saying. Listen, if you listen to his messages, they're more like motivational talks.
Yes, they are.
Word in there. And if you don't know better, you'd say, oh, man, this is good. And what I'm saying is that I used to be a part of a lot of this stuff, okay? I heard him a lot, okay? Because you know where I went for 25 years. Sure.
And there's another one that fell, right? There's another one that fell too, Paul.
It fell big too. I mean, you see it. It's a school now, Christian school. Yeah. Funny, but the point I'm making is that it's all about money. It's a business model.
It is.
Yeah.
So you bring your sons into the business, right? You bring your sons into the business.
Yeah, exactly. And I went to ORU. Same thing. You know, the big debate was who should be president after Oral passes away. And, you know, he was trying to put one of his own kids in there. And the same thing. It's just, it's like the business.
Billy Graham did not bring anybody to Christ. It was the Holy Spirit. This idea that he's led hundreds of thousands, it's the Holy Spirit. Isn't that Bible?
Amen. Right.
Amen.
Exactly.
You're right.
Amen, Roger.
Right, Roger.
Hey, yeah. Coach.
John 6:44.
Yes.
Coach, so I have no problem with motivational speakers. I've heard so many of them throughout my lifetime, like Zig Ziglar, Tony Robbins. But you know what? Then let these guys be motivational speakers. I have no problem with that. But here's the deal. Either you're a shepherd of the flock or you're a hireling. And I say he's a hireling. People like that are hirelings because they will flee like he has done in the face of adversity when any sort of persecution comes. So that's the problem I have, is not that he's motivating. Hey, I love a good motivational speech. I've heard Dick Vitale speak in front of thousands of people, and he was fantastic. But you know what? Dick Vitale, he better not be a preacher and say he's a shepherd. That's dangerous.
Yeah, and see, here's one of the things.
Can I comment on that for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason they don't want to be motivational speakers, I think, is because they can't tell people to tithe to motivational speakers. So they take a pay cut to do the same job that they're already doing.
Amen. Amen. So here's one of the insidious things that I want you to think about. I would never not criticize Donald Trump simply because I'm white and he's white. That is stupid. White guys criticize white guys all the time. Why won't black guys criticize black guys? Hey, Vinny, why won't black guys criticize black guys? Can you help me out here on that one? Why can't a black man of God say to a black president, "You are wrong, sir"?
Brother, they're too afraid of losing their black card, as you can see. Listen, my black card comes with me, but I never played because that's pathetic. I am a man and I'm American. That's all I am, brother.
Sorry.
Yep. Go ahead. Hey, listen, so TD Jakes is a gatekeeper, just like James McDonald. When I made that criticism before, that's the way I meant it to go. Not just criticize him as a person. He's a gatekeeper. That's his problem.
That's right. Chad?
Well, I was just saying that. I'm sorry, Ben. Yeah, I thought you were done. The Bill Cosby, he came
love
out.
Love you, brother. Rock and roll.
Talked about black men being better dads and all that kind of stuff. And, man, all of a sudden, boom, all these sexual allegations came out against him and all that. So, you know, I mean, there's something to be said about that.
There's something something to be said. Oh boy.
Well, can I say something real fast? It'll take 10 seconds.
Okay.
Remember, he was made the face of pilling, giving chicks pills and raping them in Hollywood. But they were doing that in Hollywood all this time. But he was made the public face. That's what happened to Bill Cosby.
That's right. So what would have happened with this Jussie Smollett, Bullet, whatever his name is, if he'd been white? And anybody imagine if he'd have been white and he'd have pulled that chick against black guys? Can anybody imagine? I just can't, it's amazing. And so here's a point. Here's one of the points I'm not trying to beat up on TD Jakes. Okay, I'm trying to show you the danger of the mega church pastor and the number of people that they can control. If TD Jakes would have come out and spoken the truth against Obama and gay marriage and abortion, it would have been a civil war in the black community. Yes or no, Paul? Civil war in the black community if he does that.
Cool. Yeah, Oh, yeah. Because it's all, you know, because I'll use my own family. My brother and sister-in-law, good people, Christians, love the Lord, but they voted for Obama twice.
Mm.
And were heavily supporting him.
Heavily. Couldn't see it, could they? They couldn't
see
it.
Right, exactly, because he was black. And see, that's just – it's foolishness because that man was the Pied Piper leading us down the road, you know. And it's like – same thing with, like, Christians and Donald Trump. We have to trust but verify. And when the guy is wrong, we need to speak. Doesn't matter what color he is.
That's right.
What's God's word say?
That's right. Hey. Coach. Yeah. Coach. Jim Kraft. Is Jim, you trying to get in?
Yeah, many of these mega preachers like Jakes, if you go back into their past when they started out in the ministry 25, 30 years ago, listen, some of these guys were on fire for Jesus, and they were telling it straight. Gwen and I used to listen to T.D. Jakes when he had his church over here in Charleston, West Virginia, and I'm going to tell you something. He was a different man and a different preacher then, and something happened to him along the way. And a lot of these guys, they have simply fallen away from the faith, and they are teaching something that is apostate. They have joined that league of people, of preachers and teachers who no longer preach the gospel. It's that simple.
And Jim, they're bringing others with them is the point that I'm trying to make. He's doing conferences for thousands and thousands of preachers, and they are mimicking what he is doing. Dare I say it? Not because they want to get souls saved, but they want to build a bigger church. That's just the way I see it.
Yeah, that's right, Coach.
These guys, like T.D. Jakes and the ilk of them, they're fair weather preachers. These guys, they stick their thumb out and they try and check which way the wind is blowing, and that's the way they're going to preach. Now, In relationship to if there was an Hispanic political leader that came up here and I was going to jump on board with him, you know what? It's not going to happen, and I'll tell you why. Because I walk in the spirit. If I was walking in the flesh, yes, I would vote for that guy. No, I'm going to vote for the person that's going to try and promote God's word. That's who I'm going to vote for. I don't care what race he is. If he promotes the word of God, I'm on board.
Amen. Amen.
Hey,
amen.
Coach,
yes.
This, what you're pointing out is so needed because everyone's preaching a gospel that has been changed. We need read put up Galatians 1:6-12 and see what Paul said to anybody that preached another gospel. See what he said to do. It's exactly what you're doing, Coach. You're pointing it out.
I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel, boys, there must be other gospels, unto you than that which was preached, which we've preached unto you, let him be accursed. And as we said before, so I now say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For I do now persuade men, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. No gospel at all. It is no gospel at all. Now, it's gospel in that it's good news, but it's not the gospel of the kingdom of God. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying, Randy. It's no gospel at all.
Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Here's an opportunity. There's about a dozen of us, most of us are from the huddle here, spent 8 or 9 weeks going over the scriptures about the gospel in the New Testament. And we came up with some scriptures that the text and everything about those scriptures indicates that it is mandatory information that a person needs to get under their belt and to have understanding of before they can become a true child of God. And there's some things in there that are just a little bit different than what churches preach. In fact, there's some things in there that are a whole lot different from what churches preach. Anyone wants me to send you it's just one page, one simple page, wants me to send you a copy of the list of those scriptures, and then you can go to the Word and look at the scriptures yourself and let the Holy Spirit speak to you on this. Put your email address in the chat.
Larry, we'll send it to him. Just send it to us. We'll send it to him. We'll make it available. It's just easier. Take out a middleman. It's just easier. Get him to us. So this is, again, this is why we have denomination, isn't it? Why we have denominations. Does anybody here listening to this show right now really believe that the United Methodist Church or the Evangelical Lutheran Church or the Episcopal Church? I could go on. Does anybody really believe those are Christian denominations anymore?
They're not denominations, Coach. They're demon nominations.
Demon nominations. And so people who are going to those church, I'm going to tell you this, they have a different gospel. It's a different gospel. And what is that different gospel? That different gospel is very, very insidious, and it's this. We must take care of our fellow men, so therefore support the government. That's, boys and girls, when it gets right down to it, that's the gospel. It's a gospel of taking care of other men, not offending other men, loving other men, and if we can get the government in on this thing, then it'll be good. And it isn't amazing that it was Jesus who spoke against that type of system. He spoke against that. And yet we tend to, nothing new under the sun, is it?
Hey, Coach, run from the system that props up a man, makes him the star of the show, and provides a movie, an entertainment venue. That's what we have. And that is what is going to fall, and that is what we're going to see come to nothing. It's going to happen, Coach.
Well, we know this, Randy. If you're driving down the street and there's some great big church on the corner and they got 5,000 members, don't go in there. Because they got 5,000 members because they're teaching a gospel. People have itching ears. The pastor is scratching their ears. And can I tell you this? Most of the people in there are nothing more than sheep that used to go to a smaller church. And the bigger church was much more exciting, and it was prestigious to say, I go to World Harvest. Oh, yeah, you go to World Harvest? Yeah, and the little churches, the little Bible-believing churches are being drained as everybody runs to these fake, phony, feel-good gospel churches. What's going on? George.
Coach, real quick, how could you or any of us, if we had these multi-million dollar mega churches, how could any of us stay true to the purpose and cause It would be so difficult because you'd have pressure coming at you from every angle. Therefore, I don't think it's scriptural to have what's going on today.
No, it isn't. And they like to say they don't get involved in politics, baby. If you believe that, I got something else to say. Hey, we're out of time. Got to run. Wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Beware of men. See you tomorrow.